Hey, this is Red Band, and you're listening to Kill Tony. Don't forget, Kill Tony is now available on iTunes under its own feed. Just open up iTunes, search for Kill Tony, and hit subscribe, rate, and review the show. Don't forget to check out Tony Hinchcliffe's website, TonyHinchcliffe.com. And of course, you can always subscribe to Just Death Squad on iTunes. There, then you have all the shows like Verbal Violence, Ice House Chronicles, Dysentery, and everything that we do at Death Squad. Check out our website, deathsquad.tv, click on tour dates, and you'll see where Death Squad is every week, including every Monday we record Kill Tony at the Comedy Store in the Belly Room. Every Tuesday is the Roast Battle, which is Verbal Violence, the great new podcast here at Death Squad. And every Friday, we have the Ice House Chronicles in Pasadena, California. All this can be found by going deathsquad.tv and clicking on tour dates. Big announcement, me and Tony are taking Kill Tony on the road. That's right, we are bringing Kill Tony, and we're going to Pittsburgh on November 27th. We have a 8 o'clock show, which is going to be a live recording and taping of Kill Tony. Just arrive early and put your name in the bucket. Make sure you have your best 1 minute, and we'll see you at 8 p.m. Pittsburgh, November 27th. And then followed by Kill Tony, me and Tony and a few special guests are going to do a comedy show at 10 p.m. This is at the Arcade Comedy Theater in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Friday, November 27th. And then Sunday, November 29th, me and Tony are going back home to Ohio. And we're bringing Kill Tony to the Woodlands Tavern in Columbus, Ohio. Kill Tony starts at 7 p.m. with a sign-up right before. And then the comedy show at 9 p.m. Again, that's Sunday, November 29th, Ohio, November 27th, Pittsburgh. Go to deathsquad.tv and click on tour dates. Tickets will be available soon. And don't forget to go to shopsquad.tv. We have the original Death Squad shirt re-release with yellow and black. It's awesome. Check it out. Also, Death Squad 3D hats and shirt is shipping this week. All the Death Squad merchandise can always be found at shopsquad.tv. These are really limited edition now, so if you want something, you better get it quick because I'm only making a very small amount of these now. All right, guys, here's a brand new episode of Kill Tony.
Hey, this is Red Band coming to you live from the world famous Comedy Store for a brand new episode of Kill Tony, Volume 3. Give it up for Tony Hinchcliffe!
Wow, yes, hi everybody, welcome. Oh my goodness, this is almost like a real show in here. Hi everyone, it's a real live audience, guys, make some noise again. So the... Keep it going for Pat Reagan, everybody. Pat Reagan, getting the shit started. I think we need to find a different place for this one lantern. It seems really out of place. I haven't mentioned it for like 123 weeks in a row, but...
I think that's the thing that's supposed to kill you one day. It's just going to fall on your head, and your little, small, little, tiny head's going to break right off.
Brian Redband, everybody, is here.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Hinchcliffe. Again, Pat Reagan, getting everything warmed up over there. Interesting method. You got the crowd really bumping, and then you went into you closed with a nice mellow song.
Yeah.
About you have nowhere to go, and no money in your pocket.
This is all I got, man.
Yeah,
this show, my whole
a
day.
A lot of people, when warming up a show, like a live show, would start mellow, you know, get them listening, and then get them excited.
Yeah, that's not
but
the Reagan
got them
way.
Excited, no. And then laid them back down again, low energy.
Yeah,
and then we started the show. Really interesting method, proving that you're original in every way, even in your placement.
Yeah, well, you know, you bring him down, and now the show is going to bring him back up.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, you really put it on my shoulders by not keeping it up, and then or else it would have just been, I could have just rode your wacky wave. Pat Reagan is here, everybody, and the house artist. Right now, he's got a blank sheet of paper in front of him, and by the end of this episode, he's going to have a full drawing of tonight's episode. One of my favorite artists in the entire world, and he works here on Kill Tony, the great Ryan J. Ebelt, everybody.
And Tony.
So happy to have him be part of the team. Freakishly great job.
Do you know he has all the prints are now for sale on his website.
Yeah.
So all the past episodes that he did, you can buy right now.
At RyanJEbelt.com.
Yes.
Boom.
Boom.
Yeah.
And check out his work on Instagram and follow him there and Twitter and everything else. Yeah, and we have dates coming up. This is the other part where we drag down the show for just a moment.
This Thursday, we're going to be in Phoenix, Arizona at Stand Up Live. It's me, Tony, and special guest Aiko Tanaka. So if you're in
beautiful
Phoenix,
town.
There's a Phoenix shooter right now on the highway, shooting people on the highway. So it's going
to
be real fun.
Yet
going
another
to
reason
Phoenix.
To come out to the show.
Yep. Yeah. Stay off the highways and get into the air conditioning at Stand Up Live this Thursday, the 17th. Yep. And then I'll be in Toronto all of next week, the 25th through the 30th. Get tickets for that at JFL42.com for those of you listening in Toronto. And then blah, 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 blah. Portland, Friday and Saturday, the 23rd and 24th of October. That's it.
Boom.
And there's other stuff, too, but I'm not going to annoy this live audience. It gets really weird when we have to talk about our dates because we have to make money for those of you that, you know, we don't always just do free shows, you quiet fucking audience.
Right.
All right? That's how we make our money, is on the road selling fucking hot tickets.
On the road.
Hot tickets. Yeah. Guys, I'm so excited that you're here. This show is so much fucking fun. Somehow Mondays have become my new favorite day of the week. I love doing this, and I'm so glad you're here. Because we have an awesome format on this show, and every week I have two of the funniest comedians in the world on this show. These are two returning, like, Jedis of this show. Two of my favorite go-to guests, and I've decided to book them together. Usually, I would spread two guests like this out over three episodes. But tonight, I'm just clamoring them together all at once for one big blowout. Put your hands together for two of our favorites, Kirk Fox and Tiffany Haddish. Yeah. Wow. Tiffany Haddish and the great Kirk motherfucking Fox.
Yeah. He's the best.
Tiffany Haddish is fresh off of today's season 2 pickup of the Carmichael Show.
Yeah.
Motherfucking NBC.
Yes, I'm not going to be unemployed after a while. That's going to be nice.
Oh, you might.
Huh? I might.
You don't know what can happen.
Well, you know, I'm just glad that, you know, I'm just glad to be a black woman with a high paying job.
Why wouldn't you be?
It's not easy to get that.
I know. I can't get that.
Kirk has trouble getting a job as a black
tall,
woman.
Tall white man.
He cannot
a tall
get
white man. It's hard for a tall white man to work out here.
It's tough, man. A lot of racial problems going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, everybody think you play basketball and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, fuck it. Just they come at me hard. Don't encourage her yet. Let her just, you know, earn it.
Yeah, I'll earn it.
Guys, I'm so
congratulations on your new money.
Thank you.
It's good.
I haven't seen it yet, but I can smell it coming.
Dude, do you know when you start working on it?
I don't know. I found out on Twitter, man. Nobody even called me, nothing. I just saw it on Twitter, and they was like, congratulations, seen it on Deadline, season 2. I'm like, but I don't really know if I'm going to even be in season 2. Nobody said nothing to me.
Oh, yeah. What
I mean, if you read the credits, it says I'm a guest star. Like.
No, yeah,
for
that's
real.
How it works now. It's literally everybody.
But now it's like a guest star. G-U-E-S-S. You don't even know.
Yeah. Right.
Boom. It's like, boom. You got to just guess.
Yeah, I'm with it, though.
Kirk, what's that drink you're drinking tonight?
That's a O.J. Cranberry, just a little sugar. Battle the hypoglycemia. Thank you.
You got hypoglycemia?
No, but I just, you know, like to feel that I'm just current.
Okay. I got high blood pressure.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. Black people problems.
Nice. But you also got a TV show, so it's a wash.
Yeah. I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not working right now, though. So,
on what?
I mean, I'm just here.
Right.
I just found out on Twitter. That's.
Well, congratulations.
Nobody sent the contract. Or my agent didn't even call me
just
today.
A couple days ago, you were at the Slauson.
I was at the Slauson swap meet, like, celebrating that I could spend $100 at the Slauson swap meet. I got my car washed, got the windows tinted.
At the swap meet?
Yeah, at the swap meet. Yep.
Is I got your car wash at the swap meet?
Yeah, you can get your car wash at the swap meet. I got a pap smear. I got a pit bull puppy. I got me a new outfit.
Every week, I have Pat Reagan over there ask the guests a question. I leave it out of my hands, and I just let him come up with his own question that he wants to ask the guests. So with no further ado, Pat Reagan, go ahead.
Tiffany Haddish.
Yes.
Would a guy like me ever have a shot with you?
Hell motherfucking yeah. I was just dreaming about you. when I was putting my lipstick on. I was like, look at him.
Wow, the horse of truth.
Yeah.
Just like that.
He got abs and stuff. He got an app for them abs. I'm just.
Really?
Yeah, that's. I touched his stomach. I was like, you hitting the gym? He was like, no, I got an app for that. I was like, damn. Well,
Pat, what's the first thing you would do with a girl like Tiffany if you got her back to your place?
Grease my scalp?
No.
And remember, she's
only
got
the black women laugh at
she's
that.
Got high
they
blood
know
pressure.
What that is.
Drink, get drunk, smoke weed, put on music, and just give you a back massage.
Don't get her drunk. Hopefully not your.
Don't
music.
Get me drunk. My pussy dry when I'm drunk.
Yeah.
Don't get me drunk. Just grease my scalp. I'll teach you how to do it.
Okay.
Every black woman loves to have their scalp greased.
Then I learned how to grease.
If you want to make a black woman fall in love with you and follow you wherever you go, you grease her motherfucking scalp. You get you some cocoa butter
and a free
part her shit and just ooh, run your finger down that scalp. Ooh, Jesus, it's making me moist thinking about it.
You need to put like a YouTube video out or something of what this is because white people have no idea.
I taught you how to grease my scalp. Remember that?
Yeah, I do remember. I actually did do it.
But you got to be careful of the hair, correct?
Yeah, he pulled out a track and shit. He fucked it up.
Yeah, there was a little extra hair there. That I was wondering what that was and why there was a hair clip in there.
It was
and
clipped
I detached
in.
The hair clip, and all the hair came off, guys. Yes, the cheetah of...
The tearaway. The tearaway.
He looked
dude.
So scared, you guys. You looked scared as fuck. He was like, oh shit, Tiffany, what happened? I'm so sorry.
I broke you.
I thought it was. Like,
I didn't
real.
Know you were into chemo. I didn't know. Like, yeah.
It's adorable, though. However, you. Whatever that is up there.
Right here, this is recycled Tupperware.
That is?
Yeah.
That's. What? Wow.
This is plastic. You know, you can do so many things with plastic, and if you put chemicals in it and put it in a microwave and melt it down, pull it out, you know, do it's a couple of things.
It's like
you
a can chia, make it chia into pad hair. On steroids.
Yeah, you can make it into hair. I just can't be in high temperatures because this shit will melt. So,
all right, Pat.
These are all good things to know.
Yeah.
Pat, what's your question for Kirk?
All right, Kirk Fox.
Yes, sir.
Same question?
Nope.
Okay.
What would you say? What would you say to a young Kirk Fox about life? Like a 14-year-old Kirk Fox.
Don't ask questions. Just go for it. See what happens.
I like that.
Wow. Maybe commit to a one-handed backhand earlier in my life.
One-handed? What do you mean a one-handed backhand?
You know, as a tennis player, as a young 14-year-old, I should have committed to either a one-handed or a two-handed, not a two-handed release.
You don't have any other life lessons other than the one-handed?
No, that should be enough. If you can just mirror what I just said. You know, try and get through that. Don't just fucking overdo it.
So you played tennis when you were 14?
Yeah. Tennis has been a part of my life since I was just 10.
Can I give 14-year-old Kirk Fox a piece of advice?
You can.
Learn how to grease a black girl's scalp.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
I did not know until I was 16.
Have you ever hooked up with a black girl, Kirk?
Shit. By choice? No, I mean by choice.
You been raped by a black woman before?
Not completely. I mean, it started as a rape. Started as a rape, and then I just surrendered when I just realized I cannot fight it.
Yeah.
Have you guys, fellas?
Ooh,
have you guys
ooh,
ever
you
been
a bonus question?
Have you guys ever been raped by a woman?
Sure, you can call it what you want. Is it really rape?
No. Yes. Well, I mean, I don't mean it in the hard, weird way that makes everyone uncomfortable right off the bat as soon as I open my mouth and say it.
Have you been?
I've played extra week.
In Lawrence, Kansas, I pretty much got forced into getting a blowjob.
What?
In a bathroom. And I was like, fuck, I don't
really want
this blowjob.
What?
Forced into getting a blowjob.
Oh, wow. I think it's a gift.
I hate when that happens. It's like, oh, fuck, quit sucking it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How were you forced into getting a blowjob?
Lawrence Kasdan.
She was Kansas. This girl was like she was like buying me drinks. She was like trying to get me drunk.
Uh-huh.
And to take advantage of me.
Uh-huh.
I've done that to guys.
Yeah.
I'll do that to you. I won't buy you no drinks though. You'll pay for your own drinks.
And I'll make sure this happens. I'll make sure he does you right.
But you know, I've been trying to rape you for a minute, Kirk. You can keep running from me. That's this long-legged motherfucker
minutes.
Take big steps. So wait.
We can do it. I'm not. I would never say no to you.
You ever got super head before?
Fuck yeah.
Got what?
Nah. What I don't even know what say? The question was, some but it sounded head. Like I should say fuck yeah.
You know, I sucked my thumb till I was 18. I'm a beast. I ain't never had no braces or nothing.
Listen, I got enough dick for everyone. You can suck it till
this
you get it right.
This is the first Kill Tony that I feel like is going to end in a gangbang, and I'm pretty excited about that. So let's get the show rolling. Over 40 comedians signed up for the chance to do 60 seconds of stage time here tonight and then talk to me and our esteemed panel. And we're going to have a lot of fun. Sometimes we give them advice. Sometimes we talk to you and find out other stuff. Sometimes we make fun of you. Anything can happen. And it's going to be a blast.
Comedians? Sometimes David Arquette comes.
Yeah. Yes, he does.
Oh, my God. I got his phone number.
Me too.
You do too?
Yeah. What's he saying to you?
Well,
there's no one in this room that doesn't have his phone number.
It's true.
If someone will talk to him, he will give the number.
Pretty much.
I'll David Arquette's actually signed up in this bucket. No, he really has. And I pulled his name out, and David Arquette came on stage and did 60 seconds. Well, it turned into about a four-minute monologue, but it was awesome, nonetheless.
How'd my name get in there?
But guys, if I pull your name out of the bucket, that means you get 60 seconds of stage time. Uninterrupted. Comedians, you know your 60 seconds is up when you hear the sound of a kitty. Aw, that's adorable. Wrap it up then, or else you're going to bring out the angry West Hollywood bear. Man, gets a little more annoying every week.
But that vibration felt good on my coochie lips.
Oh, shit.
That felt good, too.
Oh, shit.
You felt good to you, too?
Yeah.
You got coochie lips?
I can. I got a censor. I got a censor at the end of my dick.
I feel like I don't even have to pull names out of the bucket tonight to make this show happen. I just want to see you two just fucking
go at it.
Make the funniest baby of all time.
It's gonna be tall. It's gonna be fast, and it's gonna be special.
It's definitely gonna be special.
I'll do my part.
This is
what does
great,
that mean?
Guys. I think we're watching.
What does that mean?
You're just gonna drop the baby batter and leave me?
I'm just gonna fucking do my part. You just
you gonna help
you
me
want
raise
the
it?
Kid? You have all these plans for this I'm kid.
I just had a baby with him.
That's fine.
He
I'll
got
watch that too.
Musical skills and tattoos. He's like a rapper already.
Do you
already.
Have tattoos?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh. What cord?
And abs and shit. He young. Got an inheritance.
Tiffany, next time finger yourself before coming on the show. Your estrogen is leaked into the main room. It's really
you might be able to file a sexual harassment case.
I'm just saying, yeah. I haven't had dick in like 4 weeks, so
I
haven't either.
Like it. You're a little extra fucking really just like.
Well, you're gonna make up for it tonight.
You guys can't even see what's happening on this side of the table. So. I'm just saying, take care of it before the show next time. I pulled the name out of the bucket. Your first comedian with uninterrupted 60 seconds tonight is Tad Whaley.
What up? Guys, some sad shit happened the other day. Went to a funeral. Yeah. And I had to pray at the funeral. That was fucking sad, too. The lady next to me, we had to hold hands and shit, and the lady next to me, she had a nub, dude, like, for a hand. It's a PC world out there. I don't want to grab that shit, but I can't tell her that. It's fucked up. For one thing, like, I don't know. It was, like, all wrinkly and shit, like, how am I supposed to grab this nub, close my eyes, and pray to God? How do you do that? I don't want to do that shit. So I do it anyway, because I'm a nice guy, and I'm trying to think of God, but I can't. I just think of, how did this shit happen? Poor lady. Was it an old war injury? I don't fucking know. Maybe she, like, fell asleep on a train track, got too drunk. I don't fucking know, man. But I can't pray to God with that nub there. So I just put, like, a parking placard there and walked away. She's handicapped, guys. All right, thank you.
Fuck yeah. 50 seconds. 50 seconds on the stub. Yes. Tad, I feel like this is a true story, right?
Yes, very
Whose
true.
Whose funeral was it?
A family friend. He died of cancer. It's pretty fucked up.
Old nubs.
Yeah.
What was that in reference to?
Old Nubs Johnson. That was the name of the family friend who died.
Ah,
R.I.P. Old Nubs, yeah.
Wait, so the person in the coffin had a nub?
No, the person next to me that we were praying for the dead guy,
right.
And she had a nub.
Right. So yeah. When she was praying, like, did she just put, like, the one hand up against the nub or anything like that? Like, did she at least give half prayer hands or anything?
I had to go in for it and, like, you know, coddle it for a second. Like,
because, you know, they say hold the hand of the person.
So
next
she
to
had,
you.
I'm confused.
Okay, all right, yes.
There, she does there the sign a, of the cross. Does she, like, punch herself in the face?
I don't know her that well. I just touched the nub and that was it, man.
Did you get tickets over for this event off of StubHub?
Nubhub.
StubHub.
Your delivery was very, like, I sounded like, I felt like I was listening to one side of a phone call. Like, you, it was very, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It was not, you weren't I delivering felt, it.
That
like,
side of the phone call was him calling to say he was part of the Manson family and that they just murdered Sharon Tate.
You just got to slow it down a little so we know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
like, I had no idea what you were talking about, but it sounded very scary.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of hard to talk about a nub. I probably shouldn't have picked that joke.
No, you well, can make no. The nub got funny as we were talking about it, so there's definitely comedy there. You just got to slow it down.
Yeah, just nervous.
Yeah, and change the, you know, the train track thing, you know, make all that stuff funny, too. Like, you know, did she try to rob a chainsaw factory? Did she... Right. You know,
did she go to the Middle East and jack somebody off and get her hand cut off for stealing dick?
There you go. Oh,
okay, I'll take that.
Did she
know.
Give a hand job in Baghdad or whatever?
Yeah, hand job in Baghdad. I don't know.
And you got to get to the meat of it faster, right? Like it's
I don't
like
really have a punchline.
You know, you went to a funeral.
Punchlines are crucial.
Yeah, they're important. Yeah. They can get you places.
I mean, at some point you want to get to one.
Right.
It's kind of like, how do you pray to God when God didn't look out for her hand?
Yeah, that's kind of what I was going for. I just didn't really get there.
That's what I felt like he was going for, but it didn't happen.
And then,
it didn't happen.
And maybe you have too many hands. I mean, you know, why does she only have one and you have two and you're not doing shit with your two?
Okay.
And maybe, you know, maybe she had a funeral for her hand at some point. Like
and you missed
it. Cut off.
No, I say that sometimes when I do the joke, but I usually have more than a minute. Shit, so.
Right. Where are you from?
Bakersfield.
Fuck yeah, I was going to guess that, actually.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
How long have you been on stand-up?
A year.
You get up a lot?
Like 3 times a week.
How many moons is that? How many moons is in a year? You know when people say, like, many moons ago?
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm not a meteorologist. I don't know.
I just want to know.
He's like an Indian or something? Like, he's like a Native American or some shit? You got long hair?
What is some of your other material like that you usually do? What's it about?
I don't know. I complain about people on Facebook sometimes. I don't know.
What about them?
Nubs and Facebook.
Shakeology. Like, there's people that push it, and it's, like, really annoying. I don't know.
Shakeology?
It's like a protein shake that people are, like, in a cult about, basically. They're really weird. It's like a cult.
I thought Shakeology was what you were trying to figure out when you had to shake that nub. All right, guys. Even I.
You ever thought about being a vampire?
But you just got to slow it down a little. You just came up. You didn't even take one breath for a minute, and that's going to scare the fuck out of people watching you.
No, I'm going to watch this and realize I fucked up by going too fast.
You know, just take a breath and then just tell the story. But it's a good story if you can make it funny.
Yeah, I'll try. I'll work on that.
Have fun with it, man.
And if it's not going to have anything to do with the funeral, then take it out of the funeral.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Because,
you know, maybe you're on a date with her, or maybe it's like Tinder because she can't swipe left.
Or you're.
Oh, shit.
You know? She had to accept it. Anyway, I like your style. You're like if Jodie Foster let her hair grow out. You have an interesting look to you.
He reminds me of a
vampire.
Try
and deliver your jokes the way you're just talking now. That's what you need to get to.
How often do you get up?
3 times a week, 4 times.
That's good. For a year?
Yeah.
And how many moons is that?
It's 5 moons, Pat. 5 moons. Any more moon questions?
No further questions.
Okay, thank you.
You ever do any jokes about being a vampire?
No, but no, not yet. But I've heard that shit before.
I think you should. You remind me of a vampire. Like I would.
No,
totally,
I've heard that so many fucking times.
If you told me you was a vampire, I would totally be like, "Oh my god, I'm on my period." Like I would be with that shit.
Fuck. All right.
I would fuck you then.
Okay.
Your eyebrows are on fleek.
4 weeks. That's all.
The last dick I got was some old dick. So I'm just
thanks.
All right, guys. Tad, do you play guitar?
Yeah.
You look like you play guitar. And you have the name of a guy that would definitely play guitar, Tad Whaley.
Whaley, yeah.
Yeah. Are you better than Pat Reagan on guitar?
No.
Wow.
I don't have that many songs, dude.
Really?
You have so many different songs.
Yeah, but I suck at guitar, but I have a lot of songs. Well, he's probably better than me at guitar.
I don't want to have a guitar off. I'm
no,
good, man.
I don't either.
Okay. We're good then. We're good. I'm good.
Battle.
How many moves?
There's an extra guitar over there.
Oh, dude. I was looking over there.
No.
I'm like, if we put that in his hands,
Yeah, let's see what you got.
I'm a professional. I'm not a fucking professional.
Let's see what you got.
What can you play? Will you play something?
It's not like you got a nub. Play the fucking guitar.
Oh, shit. All right.
Wait. And we have begun.
What am I supposed
there
to do with
go.
That?
Jesus.
I set myself
the
up.
The pressure is on.
Okay.
All right. The first ever this Kill Tony guitar exciting. Battle. Between.
Put Bakersfield on the map. So, this could be the night.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. You each get 20 seconds. At the end
of
the
you know the
seconds,
song?
You're going to hear the sound of a...
Can I make a song
horn.
Request? How about, you know, Blue Moon?
Where is he? When you hear that sound, that means you just wrap up your guitar song.
Should be on.
All right. Okay. All right.
Play all right. something.
So Pat, you go first. 20 seconds of a guitar. Here we go.
See how Pat moves his tongue? I like that.
Wow, 19.5 seconds from Pat Reagan. How are you going to beat that with an acoustic? Let's check in with Tad Whaley. All
right. We have a volume here?
It's good.
I'm no Pat Reagan. What the fuck do you want from me?
Yeah!
Stroking!
Yeah.
Right. Who's stroking?
There's the clown horn. That was amazing. I give the victory to Tad Whaley.
Woo! Tad!
Tad Whaley, everybody. Follow him on Twitter at Todd All The Time.
Yeah.
That nub joke might work with a guitar.
Yeah. I think we just learned that Tad is actually a guitar comic.
Yeah.
So that's the first time that we've ever turned somebody into a guitar comic. But now you can only go on stage with a guitar, Tad. So congratulations. That was fun. Pat, how do you feel about that? You got to.
I feel fine, man.
I
like the way he was working that tongue when he was playing that guitar, though. Did you see that? It was like an old man with no teeth.
Or like Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan bit his tongue.
That's
oh,
true.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know shit about basketball, except for how much money they make.
Is that true?
You're going to make someone very happy one day.
Yeah, I'm in love with you, Tiffany.
For real?
Yeah.
I don't think you'll be happy unless Tony pulls a dick out of that bucket.
I don't know what this says, but I'm gonna just give it a shot. Is it Theon Brown? Maybe Leon Brown? Something Brown? Yeah.
It's Keon Brown. So one thing you guys should know about me is I have been called the Jamal Green of comedy. Does nobody know who the hell that is? My point exactly. So the other day, I had a hard day. I hit a deer with my car. So it was this big ordeal. I had to take it out back, had to put it to death. And the thing that I can't really get over is why would a parent would ever name their kid a deer? That's my time. All right. Thanks, Jess.
Whoa, Keon. That's quick. 36 seconds. Anything? You don't want to do anything else? What's going on, Keon?
Can I get a joke out in 36?
Yeah, you have 24
half the time
seconds.
Remaining.
Let's do it.
All right. Shit. Okay. So I just found out the other day that Magic Johnson has a gay son, and I commend that kid and I applaud him for trying so hard to keep the legacy of AIDS alive in that family.
Fuck yeah. Keon Brown closing out at 56 seconds. Fuck yeah. Keon, I love your style. I can feel your nerves up here. How long have you been doing stand-up?
A little over a year.
Over a year?
Yeah.
You've been doing a lot of spots?
I just moved it from Reno, and we only have, like, one place to go. Like,
where's that?
Reno?
Reno.
Nevada. Yes, in Nevada.
Wow. Yeah. Interesting. That's where you're from?
Yeah.
Wow. Born and raised?
I was born in Inglewood, then I moved to...
Oh, interesting.
It's like witness protection program.
Yeah, exactly. No doubt about that. Somebody was running
family
from
and
something.
Shit. Yeah.
You don't just... you don't just.
So what's your name? Keon?
Yeah.
All right, Keon, do me a favor and let go of the mic stand for just a second and just kind of chill.
Relax your left arm.
And just kind of take a breath, and now we'll just chill a little.
Yeah.
Because you...
Let's
chill. Those might be... Those jokes could work, but you were so scared... That we just wouldn't go on the ride with you.
Yeah, you remind me of like my first date with a white guy. He was scared as fuck.
Oh, shit.
He was so nervous.
I'd imagine that's about the most insulting thing you can say to a black guy when you're a black woman. Like, I feel like he just did a 180 when she hit him with. I don't know if you guys noticed, but like, he had to look away and catch his breath for a second.
He was scared as fuck, man. It's like you busted a nut early and was like, I'm sorry, I'm going to try one more time. I know it's soft, but I can get it hard again. Just don't look at me in the eyes. Just don't look at my eyes.
And that's when the girl goes, that was only 36 seconds. I think I got another 17 seconds in me, baby. Here we go.
Who was the guy at the beginning of the joke where you're like, people say
well, everybody made sense.
I always ask that.
It made sense,
there's not a guy. It's
this easy. I knew who it was. Didn't you say Jamal Charles?
No, Jamal Green. Green.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nobody.
No. Jamal Charles, a football player, no.
Right.
No.
Those kind of jokes are, you know, where you're asking the audience a question, and it's, you know, I don't know, I'd probably lose that. Is that your opener, your normal opener?
Yeah.
The difference between that working and that not working is you looking down at that stage.
Yeah.
You're staring out there the entire time, it ripples, and the set goes an entirely different way. That's really the main thing that I think Kirk noticed.
Yeah, I think just everyone needs to just deliver these jokes with the same freedom you had when you thought of it. You know, you're just coming up here for a minute. Don't blow through these so fast that you lose any of the essence of whatever made it funny.
And your jokes are funny, you're just not connecting. When you're looking down at whatever the front of the stage is, which is something that I was guilty of my first few months of doing stand-up, but I probably knocked out in the first few months more stage time than you have in a year. And it affected me. I would look down, but you just have to... If your thing is not looking at the audience, then in this building stage, you need to be staring up all of them right in their eyes so that you can get over that as fast as possible.
But I think you always need to take in a room, even if it's 5 or 10 seconds... You got to look out there and see if there's danger or some threats or how to get out in case of fire.
I personally. Yeah.
But when you get up there, take 5 seconds is plenty of time for us to just say, okay, there's someone up here. But if you don't look up, we don't even see that twinkle.
Yeah, you can always even just look at the back wall. Like for me, when I get on stage, I always just stand up there and pose and smile a little bit and let them like look at me and see how beautiful I am.
What are you visualizing?
I do that too. That's the
like,
same
see
shit.
See how beautiful
I do too.
My soul is. Now I'm about to get these ratchet jokes out like that.
Where are you looking, Tiffany? Are you looking? What are you paying attention to?
I always look at the back of the wall, and then if I catch somebody's eye, it looks like they're really enjoying me, then I'll look at that person. Like, whoever smiles the biggest is going to get my attention. That's how I live my life.
It's hard. It's hard to look up. I have trouble. I close my eyes all the time.
Really?
I just look above the heads. Yeah. Right above the heads.
I look at them right down the fucking gullet.
Yeah.
Right, I stare at right at their fucking soul, and I find the ones that are laughing, and then they're dismissed for the rest of the set. And I will wait until I scan somebody that is trying to not have a good time, and I will stare at them.
I do that too.
Until they're fucking dead.
Yeah.
No longer breathing. I will just deliver every fucking punchline right down the middle.
I do that. Sometimes it's fun to fixate on someone who's not having
eye
it.
Eye contact is super, super important in stand-up because people are coming to listen to you, and you have a message, and you need to deliver the message right into their face. So you got
to
look at
them.
And
the audience needs to – you got to believe in what you're selling because if you don't believe it, no one's going to go on the ride with you. So whatever it is you're selling
– you can believe it with your eyes closed, right?
Yeah, you can.
I don't know if you're doing a Stevie Wonder impression or something like that, I guess. But,
but I luckily for you, your show just got picked up for season 2 on NBC. So, advice. And Keon, one Keon. Last piece of advice. If your name is spelled with a K to start it, then that line that starts the K and that line that's the next, you know, sideways V have to be at least close to each other.
Yeah, they need to touch.
Or else people...
I was in a hurry and I was right.
Yeah, get your spelling together, man, before you try and get your comedy. You can't spell your name, you're not going to get us.
You're the only person ever sign up in a Wingdings font.
And also remember to have fun, Keon. Like, have fun. Like, because we people in the audience, they come to have fun. And if you're scared, that makes everybody uncomfortable. Right. You know,
just think
have
Wingding,
fun,
man.
Just think Wingding.
It's a fun-ass roller coaster. You had Six Flags. Woo! Have fun, man.
Fuck yeah. Keon Brown, everybody.
Yeah.
Fun times, Keon. Wish I could have. Let's just keep it moving.
Keon, how old are you, Keon?
Keon, come back up here.
How old are you?
You motherfucker, 37.
22?
22.
Yeah, listen, you're 22 years old. You can do anything you want. So just get up there and have that freedom of a 22-year-old who's just trying to figure it out.
Yeah, and you got a football player body. You're going to get bitches.
Keon, you grab the mic. What do you do for work?
What do I do for work?
Yeah.
Nothing right now.
What did you do before?
I worked at like a warehouse for like delivering tile and stuff.
How many spots? How long have you lived in LA now?
About 2 months.
2 months.
Yeah.
Have you been doing a lot of spots?
Yeah, I try to get up as much as I can.
Do you miss tile?
No, I fucking hated it. It was a horrible job.
So talk about that a little. Talk about a guy who used to stack tile.
I don't know. She's trying to. I think she wants me to be a hooker. I don't know.
I was just gonna give you a little side job.
Yeah.
Washing my clothes.
Would you be interested in having a side job washing Tiffany Haddish's clothes?
Dirty drawers.
How much you paying?
You're a guy without a job. Don't fucking ask how much you get paid. Jesus
Christ. You don't get to touch these nasty, dirty panties I got, boy.
And by the sound of things, that sounds like the only way you get to touch those panties at Tiffany. So I'd say do the laundry job, Keon.
Right. If you want it.
What else? I mean, how are you surviving here for?
I saved up a bunch of money.
Nice.
Yeah.
Working at the warehouse.
So tile
money.
Yeah. So who are you staying with while you're here? You staying with family?
I live with my sister.
Oh, your sister?
Yeah.
What does she do?
Honestly, I never asked her what she does.
You don't
what?
Know what
she Wait, does? What? What?
So let me just tell you something. As a comedian, it's important to ask questions and be aware of your surroundings. So maybe that's the first thing you should do tonight when you go home. Just ask your sister what she does that allows her to support you.
That part.
Does it seem like she's doing pretty good?
Yeah, she does all right for herself.
Does she leave the house to work, or does she lock her bedroom door and you get
she leaves the
a
house.
Lot of Amazon wish list stuff?
She leaves, no, she leaves it. Nothing like that. Nothing like she leaves the house.
All right, she so does. At least you're aware of something.
But you've never seen her in any kind of uniform of any kind or anything like that.
I think it's something that
you think she's in the tile business? You think she's moving tile or no?
It's a lucrative business.
Is she putting on a lot of makeup before she leaves?
Yeah, what? Yeah. You like, do you...
Do you even pay attention to your sister?
What time does she come home?
Do you have a room or a couch?
I have a room.
Wow.
Okay. Oh, wait, so she got a two-bedroom minimum at least.
Yeah.
This is an interesting
She's balling in L.A. with a two-bedroom.
Yeah.
Does she got a man? You don't even know...
What? What?
Is she even your sister? Have you taken over someone's apartment?
Possible. Yeah, has she ever come
I know
home
she had,
in this
she
apartment?
Did have a boyfriend that was like, he's like a 6'4", 250-pound guy for a while, so I haven't seen him in a while, so I don't.
What do you do for fun in Los Angeles? What's your favorite thing about L.A. that you didn't have in Reno?
Nothing.
Keon, I don't know if stand-up's really your thing. No, I'm kidding. Have a nice day, buddy. There he goes, Keon Brown again. He's on Twitter at B2KSManager. Keon Brown, bringing a little bit of that Reno energy.
Shit, man.
Yeah.
He's been around those a lot are, of old motherfuckers.
That's a Reno attitude. I don't ask questions in Reno. No.
Yeah.
That's witness protection program place.
Don't they have some weird motto or something?
Yeah.
Biggest little city in the world.
Biggest little city in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Nicest sisters on the block.
Get that back page money.
Okay.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This is another name that makes completely no sense, but I'm going to go for it anyway. Jacques N. Tonme.
So I was walking with this this kid who's 20 years old, and we were walking by a poster of NWA, like Straight Outta Compton. And he asked me, "Is that the Fab Five?" And I was like, "No, that's what, like, you don't even know history? You don't know our history?" He was like, "Nah, I don't. I just know Drake." What I think is interesting about, like, Straight Outta Compton is, like, you can think about it as, like, this story of these, like, hardcore kids who came up in the 80s. Or you can think about it as, like, the beginnings of a bunch of black billionaires. You know, like, it's weird, like that. It's almost, it's like the start of, it's like the Steve Jobs story, you know? Like, it's weird. Like, I feel like I want to see, like, you know, like, people complained in that movie about, like, how they didn't show Dr. Dre abusing women, and then I'm like, look, it's a movie that he produced, okay? Like, I would have thought, it's like weird that he was at Harvard.
Jacques Antoine. Fuck yeah. How's it going, Jacques?
All right. How are you doing?
What is your last name? I'm saying that wrong. Right?
It's Ntoma.
Ntoma?
Ntoma.
Okay. Yeah.
You don't have no girlfriend, huh?
No, I don't.
I could tell you don't. I could tell you don't.
He sounds like the other guy on the phone call that he was.
You know.
No, this is one of my favorite actors. I loved you at the end of Tales from the Hood.
Wait, who's that?
Just for one person, right? Well, there. No,
my thing.
I fucking love that movie.
The fucking right hook to a friend like that.
Pow.
Reference. I love that Nicklets. Movie too.
That's what it sounds like. The Nicklets.
I think it's like Clarence Williams or something.
What'd you just say?
Oh, no, I don't even know that. I don't
right.
You don't know Tales from the Hood?
That's because I'm blacker than you are.
And that's why your Straight Out of Compton didn't connect, because you don't know shit about that.
Yeah, but I'll tell you something.
Yeah, you look like
you're very interesting.
Yeah.
You're intelligent. I could listen to you talk about anything. It was like the beginning of a TED Talk.
As a TED Talk.
TED Talk, yeah.
No, but what I'm saying is you just got to get to some jokes. I mean, you're a smart guy. You can weave a joke in there. Just weave a punchline in there.
Yeah.
Just work on your comedy, because you have a great delivery.
Yeah. That was parallel thinking there. I was like, as a TED Talk by Dr. Cornel West, that was
yes,
good.
Exactly. This is Cornel West's son.
Good
for
TED
sure,
Talk.
This is illegitimate child.
But I mean,
right,
you're likable and interesting. You just need some comedy.
I've been doing it 4 years.
4 years. Yeah. All in L.A.?
No. I moved here 5 months ago.
From where?
Austin.
Austin.
What's your sister do?
I don't have a sister.
But if you did, I bet you'd know
you're
exactly
only child,
what she
huh?
did.
No, I have a brother.
Oh, you have a brother? Yeah. Older brother, younger brother?
Older.
How much material?
So how many times did you get beat? I know you whooped your ass, huh? No?
No.
For real?
Yeah.
No one's going to beat him. He's so likable.
Yeah. Look at him.
Your brother didn't beat you up?
No.
You can't beat up somebody just for reading.
I don't
Tiffany, I feel like you want to beat him up just to show him what it's like.
Yeah, he didn't have no real sibling. He didn't get his ass beat.
What are you what getting at mine. With Straight Outta Compton? What? How did it really make you feel?
Well, I just think, like, to me, it's... I actually haven't seen it.
That makes so much fucking sense.
Jacques,
what?
Did you hear that sound that just happened?
Yeah, I did hear that. I let that was everyone being deflated.
Yeah, but you can't. You have to have a seed of truth to anything you're talking about.
You got
to
see the movie, man.
Well, I think for me it was more. Well, I won't argue with the judges.
Well, you can't. You know, let me tell you what. Here's what you can't.
You never win.
You can't argue with the fact that 50 people didn't laugh.
Yeah, no.
That's the only thing that you can base anything on. It doesn't matter what we say.
Yeah, yeah.
All that matters is that 50 people didn't connect with them.
I can always argue.
I know, that's what you do.
Yeah.
When you said that you don't know about our history, you should probably add the tag American history for the Drake reference. But even that, a lot of people probably don't even know Drake's from Canada, if that's
right.
What you're even getting at.
Oh, I see.
But
is that what you were getting at?
No.
Yeah. No. On their mind. I was trying to add it.
Of course not. No.
But it's like you don't even know our history.
I do.
I mean, yeah. No.
Do you want to do like a competition?
Oh, yeah. Let you want to
win. There you go. That's a point.
Because Dr. Dre baby mama used to babysit me, so we can go in, boo. I was in the studio. Let's go. What you want to know?
Shit.
I can't bounce.
There's going to be a lot of hair pulling in this.
I can't bounce.
Like my shit more bouncy.
Here we go. Try to out history each other. Let's fucking see this shit.
We could pull up like a quiz or something like that.
See, but when you're like that response, that rebuttal was funny, and that was you being yourself in your character, which
right.
is like a smart guy,
right.
who can intellectually take someone down, and you just need to fucking find what's funny about that,
yeah.
and inject jokes into it. Into when you're talking about Straight Outta Compton, and you should go see Straight Outta Compton.
Jacques,
I think I get what you're getting.
Jacques,
at
you could
bit
be
more.
The funniest version of Frederick Douglass that anybody. I agree.
When you
actually would like,
when you
no,
said,
I'd like that.
Yeah,
that's like that'd be really cool.
Yeah,
me.
Like interesting fact about
or just be a black guy who knows nothing about being black.
Right.
What?
Yeah.
Certain aspects. Yeah.
And as long as you always have just a white ball next to your head, I think it'll be. That'll be what confuses everyone. They won't know who's talking.
What do you do for fun, Jacques?
I like to go hiking.
I didn't realize this was the bio on
he
your
loves
Tinder.
Ice hockey and swimming.
Well, don't get me started because I surf, I hike, and I fucking snowboard.
What? You snowboard?
I snowboard like a motherfucker. You want to go?
Yeah.
Let's go.
My parents have a place in Lake Tahoe.
Let's do this. I got a snowboard, a helmet, and a jacket. Let's do it.
I would highly recommend recording your sets and going over it and really finding where the jokes are and the tags in it, because it seems like you're very wordy, like we've already talked about. But stand-up has to be like right to the point for the most part, because you need to keep them interested. And you kind of just went on and on and on. And it was
What else
do you do for fun, Jacques? What else do you talk about in your stand-up? Other than movies that you haven't seen.
I actually talk a lot about race and dating.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's dating going?
He's not dating.
No, I am. I don't know. Moving to L.A. is a little different than dating in Austin.
Oh,
yeah. Easy in Austin.
Man, I'd love to see you talk about race.
No, I'll
about it. What do you say about it?
I don't know. I say stuff about, like, discrimination, about...
Do you do this with a protest sign in your hand?
No.
Dude, you know what?
I don't know. Like, I do a joke about how, like, the afro was put on me by a Black Panther, and he said he'd kill my family if I ever shaved it off. And, like...
Is that true?
No.
Of course not.
Is anything you talk about ever been true?
No.
Yeah.
Tell me one true joke. And you shouldn't have to think as hard as you're thinking
right
now.
I think it's
you're way too smart to be thinking that hard about one.
I don't know. Like, I'm a lawyer, and when I go to the courthouse, they always think I'm a defendant.
Are you a lawyer?
Yeah.
Well, this is the shit you need to start talking about.
Employment law?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah.
So, like, when somebody get fired from their job because they think they was discriminated against, like, they fired me because I'm black. That's why they fired me.
Yeah, that's actually
okay, so where the fuck was you when I got fired from Alaska Airlines?
Alaska? You worked for Alaska Airlines?
Yes, I worked for Alaska Airlines.
What did you do for Alaska Airlines?
I was customer service agent.
Yeah?
And I was the fucking best.
How did you get fired?
Some bullshit. Bitch tried to say that I was booking
tickets. Is this recorded? If this is recorded, we can take a statement right now.
I'm just saying, that was like 13 years ago now, 14 years ago. But some bitch tried to say I was trying to sell tickets and stuff. I'm like, I work in the baggage department. I'm not selling shit. But somebody basically stole my sign-in code and sold some tickets for cheaper than what they
you
was. And they tried to blame
again,
it on me.
Tiffany.
No,
right
I didn't.
Just got word from
13
Alaska
years now. Ago was when that Alaskan Airlines crashed.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, that was like 15 years ago. It was in 2000.
What? Hey.
Why'd you jump? You scared of bullets, ain't you?
Oh, my God.
Your ass jumped like a motherfucker.
One. Was one of those in Straight Outta Compton?
What?
Jacques.
Last
Jacques.
Airlines flight? No.
No.
Jacques. Pat Reagan.
Jacques, I got something to say.
What?
To you. Okay, so like your stance can be sort of a me against the world, because do you feel like an outsider? Do you feel like out of place?
Yeah.
So the thing is that you have the intellect to defend yourself from being out of place. You have the intellect to rebut what people say. So you can sort of take your act as a rebuttal, taking all your frustrations from people not getting you through your whole life, and you can funnel.
There
that.
You go, Pat Reagan getting the bear on that one.
I think I'm making a point.
Keep
I don't
going.
Know.
You are.
Keep going. Keep
you
going.
Are.
Keep going. I'm just kidding.
That's going. It. That's it.
There you go.
I got bear.
Now turn that point into a song, and I'll listen to it.
Jacques, what are you most passionate about? What fires you up? What makes you mad?
I think
talking to the microphone.
I don't know. I think like social like inequality.
Do you know what high school Ice Cube went to?
No, I do not.
He went to Taft motherfucking high school in Willing Hills, California.
How did they get motherfucking in the name of a high school?
See that? Point. There you go. That's your me against the world.
Exactly.
Like intellectual rebuttal to that question.
What's the thing?
So there was a question there?
I asked you if you knew what school.
If you knew what.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Sorry, I'm just being silly.
Jacques,
now.
Do you know what school I went to?
What school did you go to?
El Camino Real in Woodland Hills, California. I think I was a white girl then.
You're a smart guy. You're a lawyer. Just start talking about some smarter shit that has happened to you instead of making up complete worlds.
How to beat a case.
You know what I mean? It's like, fuck.
Your rebuttals are great. When people come at you, you rebut with something like that's real, and it's like... It's good, man. So just, I don't know, man.
Shock.
Write some jokes.
Are you in court?
A little bit. Here and there.
Yeah.
I'm curious about this. I'm curious to actually ask you. I feel like there's usually like one type of comedy or occurred in like a certain personality, and I don't fit into that. And I think about how do you...
You just be yourself. You become a personality. And then people are like, oh, that's that type of guy.
Yeah.
And that type of guy is Jacques. Oh, that's a Jacques type of guy. Yeah. And then we're like, oh, I get it.
Yeah. Just be... And the name of your first comedy album? Jacques Jams. There he goes, everybody.
Just be yourself.
And yeah. Man. He's got no Twitter. This guy's from Austin. He's not on Twitter. How's that possible?
Well, because he's a lawyer. Most lawyers don't have social media stuff because they're afraid they're going to get fucked up.
Tiffany.
I've dated a few lawyers.
Has dated some lawyers.
I bet it. I believe it.
Yeah, I had some cases, man.
Fuck yeah. Did you beat the case?
All of them.
Your next comedian goes by the name of Jordan Gannon. Jordan Gannon, ladies and gentlemen, here he is.
Hello, everyone. I have a self-defeating personality disorder, which means, well, you wouldn't care what it means. I live in regret, constant regret, just some things you can't take back, like doing this set. Or like when my father died, I was at Starbucks, and I just wished I didn't get the Pike Place roast. I feel like it would make the memory of his death less bitter. I don't know. I regret all things. You know, I was watching a show, perhaps you know it, Mad Men. I was watching an episode, season 2 at episode 1. That's the one where the gay guy makes out with a bellhop. Saw that, had a sudden realization. Oh shit, I'm never going to come out as a bellhop. All right. I'll end it there.
Fuck yeah. Yes, you will. That's a minute. Jordan Gannon. Very funny. This is an especially nerdy episode tonight, to where even the black guys are nerdy. And that's when you know that we're really hitting our stride, when the cool kids are finding out about it. Jordan, that's very funny. How long have you been on stand-up?
About 2 years.
I like your style. I feel like out of all the people tonight, you probably like sort of have this. You know you. I think that's what it is. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What do you do for work?
I work in supply chain.
Really?
For not?
I would guess architect.
Tried and failed. Well,
see, you look like an architect. You look like an architect, but then you got delivered like William Shatner.
That's what I do when I'm nervous.
What's interesting is you guess that he's an architect, and his Twitter handle is Architactor.
That's right.
What does that mean?
Because when I was wanting to be an architect, I also wanted to be an actor. So,
holy shit. Holy shit. I just got dizzy. Hold on a second. You wanted to be both an architect and an actor at one point. So when you were choosing your Twitter handle, you were so 50-50 that you're like, fuck it. I'm just going to take a gamble here. And
would your dream job be an actor playing an architect?
That would be just a nod yes for you podcast listeners.
Can you explain the Starbucks joke? Was that just a joke about Pike's Peak? Well,
actually, that's based on a true story, but it's part of a longer bit that I...
So your dad died while you were at Starbucks.
Yeah, pretty much.
And you were...
Really?
Yeah, well, he was probably already dead at that point.
You found out when you were at a Starbucks.
I came home and found out. Yeah, so he had driving to work, pulled over to the side of the road, had a massive coronary.
Oh.
So then...
That's respectful.
So, yeah, well, I mean, like...
That he pulled over to do it. That you come from good stock. A lot of
Macho Man.
My dad would have just kept driving.
Fucked everybody.
Took out a few people. He would have found a farmer's market.
I'm not going alone.
But your dad was so passive, he just pulled over and probably
so what was
maybe induced it himself.
What was the Pike's Peak part?
I just wish I didn't get the Pike Place roast. I feel like it would have made the memory of his death less
bitter. The worst, right?
Here's my only suggestion. You got to slow it down just a little, because talking to, I can understand you now, but when you were doing your joke, you were kind of blowing through it a little quick.
Yeah.
And the joke is strong enough where project it. It doesn't mean you have to add more to it, but you don't have to be the weird. It's you know what I mean?
No, I got it. Yeah,
so don't, you were even doing some hand shit that was, that's not real.
Do you ever go on commercial auditions?
I do, thanks, yeah. But, fuck, good question. I'm trying to get a new agent.
He looks like an agent that I had once that never got me any work.
That self-defeating
no one's ever seen that agent
again. I
think I know
what agent you're talking about, actually. That's sort of funny. You look like you could play pretty much anything. You don't go on auditions, though.
I live in Sacramento, so I don't.
Oh. So much sense.
Fuck.
You
get
need
the
move
fuck
here.
Off this stage.
How long have you lived in Sacramento? Keep that music going, please.
Yeah, let's do that.
A couple years. I've lived there for
a couple years, which means you moved to Sacramento when you were an adult. Can you please keep this music up? Just keep it there. Answer the question, Jordan.
Yes, I did.
What made you move to Sacramento? Don't tell me a job.
I had to see the big city.
The capital of
California.
Where
were you before Sacramento?
I was in Gridley, California.
Hey, do me a favor.
Gridley?
Will you do me one favor?
Yeah.
Lower the mic little.
Okay.
Just because it's touching your mouth and it's creeping me out because...
That shit is nasty
as fuck. It's got to be...
You're right.
Enough so that you can use the mic. And you just got to believe you're mumbling like because you think someone... You think it's cool. But you got to just... speak and be that guy who believes in what you're talking about. Like right now, let me hear your voice.
Right now?
No, say right now.
Right now.
A little louder.
Right now.
No, you still don't believe it. Let me just hear you say, I'm a comedian, I'm going to tell some jokes.
I'm a comedian, I'm going to tell some jokes.
A little louder.
I'm a comedian, I'm going to tell some jokes.
Out of ears.
No, but... See, but what I'm saying is that's uncomfortable for you.
Yeah?
Yeah. I can tell it is. So that's what you have to work on.
I didn't know we had Tony Robbins in the house tonight.
Kirk's changing lives over here.
No, I mean, one day, Pat, we'll have a talk. But but I'm saying, just got to stand tall and fucking sell it. Because you got good jokes.
Yeah.
But the way you deliver them, I don't even want to hear them.
You're delivering them like an architect.
Yeah.
How long have you done stand-up?
A couple years.
A couple years, and how often? How many times did you go up in the past month?
A couple times a week, the most.
So how many in the past month? In the past moon?
Past moon.
Oh, Jesus. This moon thing's got to end, Pat.
How many times you gone up?
No more moon from you.
What date were you on? The 20th?
No, you're asking too many questions.
That's good.
Times.
You got
four times. Point. Yeah, no, I get it. I mean, yeah.
Jordan, what do you do for fun? What do you do the other nights if you're not doing stand-up? Dear.
He watches Mad Men and jacks off.
Is that true?
Pretty much.
No. How do you know? I'm asking him.
I can tell. Look, he wishes he was Donald Draper. Like, look at him.
What do you do for fun, Jordan? Give us something fucking good. Don't say you do stand-up.
And don't whisper or I'm going to make you leave.
Tell us what you do for fun.
What do you do for fun?
I don't do much. I walk around cities looking at buildings. I write stuff.
You walk around city.
For fun.
Yeah. He walks around looking at buildings wishing he did that.
Wishing I did that. I'm very
I wish I would have did that right there.
I look at a building, I say I could have designed that.
I could have put that goblin on that building right there. I could have.
And then you go home and watch a little
Your
TV
dream is to be Michael Brady. Michael Brady was an architect and an actor.
You need three kids and a white bitch with three kids. Make a movie.
That's my tip to you. Speak up and believe. No, but you're still not doing it. But we'll talk later.
Talk from your nuts, man. Pull it from your motherfucking sack.
Are you Jordan? Have you ever been with a black girl before?
No.
Nah,
he done bought some black pussy before.
By the way, what you guys may have missed, and definitely if you're listening to the show, is the two black women in the audience actually answered that before Jordan could, and they both gave strong no's, and they were correct. Jordan followed through with his own no a few seconds later. After
have
really
you ever been engaged?
An empty part.
Have you ever been engaged or in love? You been in love? Did she love you back?
What, she?
He? Oh, you gay?
Did you tell her you loved her?
Sure.
I bet she didn't even fucking hear you.
Boom!
Kirk Fox. Gotta speak up, man. Speak up.
Pull Jordan Gannon, everybody.
We'll see you again.
Jordan. Come back, Jordan. We love you, Jordan.
Good job.
This is a very, very special Suicide Watch episode of Kill Tony where... We're only pulling the most depressed names out of the bucket.
I just want to.
What if his
how
dad cried for help and no one heard?
Just want to teach him how to love.
Jesus,
guys, this is fun. this is interesting. How you doing back there, Jamie Vernon? Double thumbs up. Audience, how are you guys? This is an interesting one. This is one of the shows that is so unproduced and random that you can really hear like. Real life stories out of nowhere.
Let's make this next one awesome. Come on.
But by the way, Jordan, you know, that shit about your dad pulling over to have his heart attack is a totally hilarious premise that I've never heard like anything about. And that's
And you're welcome to have the tags I added that made it hilarious.
Right.
But you have to deliver them with the confidence that I did.
And maybe maybe change the drink because I had no idea that drink sucked or whatever it was.
And by the way, dude, I completely see what Kirk's saying, and I couldn't agree with the note more. You've gotten away with doing it nice and mellow, and you're right because you're that likable and your jokes are well written that you'll get that response, and you think that's the response that you deserve, but it isn't. If you did give an extra 20% from your chest and gut and everything, you would notice a clear difference. I guarantee it.
You'll make money.
Yeah, and I'll take some of it.
You'll get some black pussy.
Right.
That's and every white man.
Those are the nights you want to whisper.
A little black pussy.
And that is only from doing Tiffany's laundry.
Or her pap smear.
Which she gets done at the same place as her laundry.
Swap meet. Nothing wrong with that.
I pulled another name out of the bucket. Let's get some fun female energy up here. Put your hands together for Jill Crissy. Woo!
dad's on. I'm tired of talking about race. I'm so over it, right? I think we should only be focusing on two things. That's good people and bad people. And I think we can all agree that white people are bad and black people are good. I mean, what is the confusion? You know? No, white, you know, honestly, white isn't real. White doesn't exist. White is an attitude. You're peach. You're peach. Like, there's peach people and there's cottage cheese. One of them is actually white, and the other one says it's white and then fires me on my first day at Chipotle because I was given black customers extra portions. I'm just trying to help my people out. You know? Economics. All right. I'm done.
Boom. 58 seconds. That's how it's done, guys.
She ready.
That's how it's done.
She ready.
Thank God.
That's right, sister girl. Funniest of the night in my
book. I love you so
much,
Tiffany.
I love you too, girl.
You didn't speed yourself up. You didn't slow down too much. You were just you. You delivered right down the fucking
barrel. We have a lawyer here also that could probably help you with the Chipotle kiss.
I love lawyers, and we can
talk. You saw that guy.
I'm also intelligent sometimes, and I would love to talk to him.
Did you like that tall drink of water?
Well, you know, I'll take mostly anything.
Nice.
It's hard out here.
You and Tiffany should have a sitcom.
It's hard out here for us, boy.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Funny. I like you.
Thank you.
Funny.
I really love you too.
I think your jokes were clever. They were right on point to me. Like,
I didn't like them. They're a little racist.
Very racist.
Well, guess what, motherfucker? It's coming back
around. You went against the white man pretty quick, pretty aggressive.
But she didn't call. She said y'all was peach, which is true. You guys are not white. Like, I put white next to you. You not white.
But black people aren't black. I just chose to go with the white.
Yeah, because we are really caramel and brown.
Brown.
And
we're a bunch of different colors. She's black too, but she's very light.
Yeah, she's yellow. Nobody clearly
this is
actually
your
white.
Night.
If you
Whatever
saw an actual
want,
white person, you'd be like, oh my God, that's a ghost. They dead.
That's a ghost. They dead.
You would be fucking scared if you saw a real white person.
How long have you been doing comedy?
I've been doing comedy off and on for like a good 3 years or so.
When you say off and on, like when's I like that last month. How many times in the last month? Like
in the last month, every day I hit mics.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Stay consistent with that, girl. You're gonna make it.
You're funny. Yeah. You believe it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you.
What do you do for work? How you surviving?
I work at a Jewish chocolate factory.
Wow. What? Kosher chocolate, baby.
Kosher. All kosher.
Talk
Jewish
about that.
Candy factory?
Yeah, it's actually on Sunset. It's called John Kelly's. Any rich people in here getting any of that chocolate? It's That's very expensive.
Yeah, it's good too. I know. Girl, you know I'm Jewish too.
A lot of peach people, but only peach people.
Yeah, peach people own that place.
Tiffany, Tiffany, you don't have to keep saying you're Jewish. They already picked up your show for season two. You don't have to say that anymore. You don't have to keep that line going.
But they haven't picked her up yet, so she better keep it.
I haven't gotten a contract yet, so.
Right.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm Jewish too.
If you guys touch hair, is it like Velcro?
No.
It might.
No.
Oh, is that racist?
That's interesting that you work at a Jewish candy place. Do you think they hired you because they just thought you were a giant chocolate?
Oh.
Possibly.
No. They hired her because she has a great smile. She has an awesome personality.
I know, Tiffany. I was making a joke. What is this hater? What is this anti-white thing that just happened every all of a sudden?
But they do make her wear foil. Can you put a little white?
She got a kisses thing coming out the top of her hat. It's kisses.
Yeah, crazy.
What kind of candy are you slinging over there?
It's like dark chocolate with dark salted.
Not chocolate. German chocolate, correct?
No, definitely not German chocolate.
Hell, that's hilarious.
Yeah, you can have it. I'm here for you. Open with that
Thank
next
you.
Time.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'll take that.
Yeah, give me a box of chocolate.
Okay.
How much time do you have? Like do you have a pretty long set? Like
I'm a humorist, so I write
We'll decide if you're a fucking humorist.
I've been writing stories for like over 10 years.
Yeah, but how long of time do you have? Like, could
if
you do
on stage? You were going to do your own show.
That was it. I don't really have a lot of stand-up.
You know,
you just have a killer 60 seconds. That's incredible. Fuck yeah.
Well, I just started like.
If you hand out chocolate after, you can go an hour.
You started 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, probably like 2 to 3 weeks ago, trying to find like, because I just want to, I want a set that I can do.
Talk about working at the Jewish chocolate shop.
Get 15 minutes together. I'll let you open up for me.
Yeah.
Because I'm about to blow up. I got to step up.
Shit, I'll put 15 minutes together. I didn't know you were looking for an opener.
I can do that.
I wanted to only help my people.
That's fine. What do you got against Peach?
I do like Peach Ciroc. I will drink some Peach.
Do you think you can
Peach
get
Ciroc?
Do you think you can get 5 minutes together for Friday at the Ice House?
This Friday?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. Look at that.
You got
very
it.
Exciting.
Do it. All right.
This reminds me of the end of Willy Wonka, guys. Very exciting.
You're the funniest.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That makes me very proud.
Enjoy Don't forget it. The Hershey's Kiss.
I will.
You
thank
can
you.
Have that.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Bye. Jill Christie, everybody.
She's funny.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah. I love funny women. More funny women.
So we'll see you Friday at the Death Squad show at the Ice House.
10 p.m. at the Ice House. You can see Jill Chrissy put together a set.
Yeah.
All right, I pulled another name out of the bucket, and his name is Dave Neal.
Yeah. Woo!
Dave Neal. Here he comes. It's the real Dave Neal.
Right, I know I look like every guy that's been voted off the Bachelorette. Thank you, sir. I come from Rhode Island, very Irish Catholic family. My name's Dave, standard white guy name. I have two younger brothers. Their names are Jack and Jameson. Alcoholics on board. Those are their real names. My mom was 41 when she gave birth to Jack. 7 months pregnant when her water broke on a hike. She had to deliver Jack on the rocks. Jameson's 18. He just went off to college. First week at school. I tried to relate to him, be a good big brother. I called him, and I was like, Jameson, you been getting girls' phone numbers? He's like, no, Dave, that's super creepy. I was like, what do you do with your phone? He's like, you just get a girl's first and last name and find her online. If I wanted a girl's number when I was his age, I didn't have a cell phone. I had to memorize it on the way home and hope that nobody interrupted me. I'd be like, 855-0855, 855-0855. My buddy's like, what time's kickball? 4:15. Fuck! All right, I'm out of time. Thanks.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, Dave Neal. How long have you been doing stand-up, Dave?
4 years.
4 years. Where at?
2 years in New York, 2 years here.
Interesting. What do you do for work?
I film and random stuff. Random, yeah.
Yeah.
So you're an escort?
Yeah. No, I drive Lyft. I do stunts. I do film work, background work.
Stunts?
Stand-in, yeah.
Do you stand in for Kirk Fox?
No, I should, right?
Y'all could be brothers. Y'all cool. Got the nose.
Thank you very much.
stunts, let's talk about it.
Yeah, I just talked my way into, like I told a guy, I was on a set photo doubling and I told him I could do stunts and then I had to do them. And
what did you have to do?
He was in Mission Impossible.
No, it was a horror film. I just had to get the shit kicked out of me by the girl who was possessed. So I just had to throw myself around like a room and get shit thrown at me.
Oh,
so.
That sounds hilarious.
And you were a girl?
No, the girl beat me up, and I had to like take the hits and go through, you know.
What
walls.
Movie is that? I want to see that.
Exeter. On
Exeter?
Netflix.
Yeah.
Good movie.
I want to watch you get your ass beat.
Thank you. You're not the only one. Trust me.
So you've been in L.A. for 2 years.
Yeah, I've been in and out between here and New York.
What made you move to L.A. from New York?
I got a gig opening for a comic, and I just like took it because it was like, you know, steady for a little while, and then
in L.A.?
Well, like all over, but he's based out of L.A., Craig Shoemaker. He's an older guy.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so I opened for him for a little while. And
the Love Master.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. They don't know him. They're too young. But it was great. Yeah, it was great. It was good, and then that ended. I started dating a girl, so I stayed. Right? Yeah. That's pussy got me.
How's
here.
That going?
I'm mad at her right now.
Why?
I talk about it all the time because she's like every other girl in L.A., an Instagram model. And I'm about to go on stage, and she posts shit like, you know, I get to see a photo that she got tagged in on the beach with a dude, you know? But she makes more money than I do, so I just have to be cool with it.
That's a good job.
It's, well, yeah, she's fucking, it's
what does she do for work?
That's it.
Really?
She's an Instagram model.
Well, she's not your like, she's a professional model who also, you know, she makes her money modeling and also Instagram. That Instagram makes me mad because the guys can comment on it.
How many followers does she have on Instagram?
She's not like 35,000. She's not like a fucking crazy. She's not like a whore who posts crazy shit.
I'll take 35,000.
She just does. I mean, you can promote her Instagram if you want.
She's not a whore.
Yeah, what is it? I want to look it up.
Tasha Courtney. But you'll see the photo I'm talking about. It just pissed me off. But I love her. We're like pretty much engaged, and I got to deal with
it. Oh, what? What? Hold up.
Why? Answer me this. Why do guys get so mad when they see you post a beautiful picture of yourself on Instagram?
Yeah,
they get so mad when other guys be like, damn, that's a thirst trap. Girl, you looking good. Like, damn, your body banging. Ooh, that booty fat. Ooh. Like, why you get so mad? Why you don't? Would you just be like, dang, yeah, I got the fat booty, bitch. Why you can't be
right?
happy
I mean,
with that
keeper.
Shit?
She's
because you don't know you got her.
How long have you been with her?
A year and a half.
We met years ago.
Yes.
We're pretty much engaged.
Yeah, we're...
She is...
They're all looking on their phones.
Yeah, I fucked her.
You got to deal with it. You got to put up with the bullshit.
Hey, do you want to be on the Ice House Friday? You can bring this girl.
I will.
Yeah.
I will bring her. I'll bring her and some of her friends if you guys want.
Well, yeah, she's
beautiful.
And
I mean, you're not a bad looking guy either. You look like Tom Cruise's like third, fourth little brother or something. You know,
only black people tell me that, to be honest.
Only black people tell
you.
See,
white people have
no
idea what you're talking about, but black people are like, yeah, Tom Cruise.
Yeah,
Tom Cruise.
The black girl's laughing. See, the other one's like, yeah, we don't know.
Where did you meet
this associate
girl at?
That's beautiful.
We met on a film set in New York. We met years ago on Mildred Pierce, the HBO show.
Oh, yeah.
And then she hated me for a long time, and then I wore.
Why'd she hate you?
She was just like, I was just like a douche.
She's like, I don't want to fuck Tom Cruise.
I used my lines. They didn't work. And then years later, actually, my first set I ever did while I was visiting, she sat right there, came to my show.
Here,
right there. Yeah, she sat right there. I'll never forget, like, what seat. And then,
do you know what seat? I'll smell it later.
It's the one that the ball guy's sitting in.
She is fine as fuck.
She was sitting right there.
Mm-hmm. I don't even like bitches like that. Yeah, you're pretty.
Can I tell you one thing about your comedy?
Sure, please. Yeah, I appreciate that.
you got to just slow it down a little.
Yeah.
I mean, you're so jacked up.
I know, I was too amped. I know.
Kirk, is that your ringtone? You got to slow it down.
Yeah, don't sometimes people go too slow, Kirk? Sometimes people go too slow.
Yeah, and then I'll say speed it up.
All right, I'm waiting for that day.
What, do you think that his pace was right on?
I'm just waiting for that day that you say to speed it up.
Listen, I told the other guy to raise his volume and pick up the pace a little.
I didn't want to do something too punchline-y, but those are like old jokes.
No, but I just mean you were just fucking.
Yeah,
you blew through.
I think those are. I don't know. I think that's like a general note that could apply to many people. And yeah,
it can apply to everyone in the world. But I'm just talking about the guy in front of me right now who was telling jokes too fast.
Can we call your girlfriend on speakerphone and ask her who she's at the beach with? You want to get that argument right now?
By the way, I think she... She's
not going to answer. Girls don't answer their phone, but I have my phone on.
I think she'd answer.
I'm not going to give you her number in front of everyone.
No. You call her.
You just call her.
My phone's in the back. If Valerie wants to run and get it, she can.
It's okay.
By the way, I think she might have accidentally uploaded that photo and then deleted it.
No, I'll show you. It's on her tagged photos. This is where I get kind of crazy. I look at her tagged photos.
Oh, you'd be looking at her tags. Wow.
And the dude posted it, and then she was like, hey, man, nice photo, boo. And I was like, he's not your boo.
Wow. So,
right?
Okay.
But we're like really officially, like we're an old couple, so.
You guys are officially engaged?
We
proposed to her?
Here's what happened. So we were in the friend zone. She wouldn't date me, and then we were getting ready to. It was Christmas time. I called the radio station to get a song played, and they. I told them I wanted to dedicate it to my girlfriend, and they gave me an engagement ring.
Wow.
So we got an engagement ring before we ever dated, and then she picked it up one day.
Perfectly
and then,
normal beginning to a relationship.
And then we fucked like 4 weeks later. So. Thank you very much.
But are you really engaged? I mean, she
literally has the engagement ring, and I haven't gotten.
Who gave it to her?
I just.
You do know it's not going to work out with her, correct?
I mean, you got to get a fucking
job.
You got to make more money than her. She's never going to marry you unless you make more money than her.
I haven't peaked, and she's a model, so we're working things out. She's doing other things, and
you got to make more money than her.
That's what I'm doing here, guys. I could use your help. I appreciate it. No, seriously though, it might work out. It might not. We were friends before the engagement ring. Yeah, it just came in.
Does she think she's engaged, or do you?
No,
just
I'm fucking around. Like we're like we live together and shit. But like, it's gonna happen, you know.
Did she tell her parents that you guys are engaged? Did she tell her parents?
Neither one of us.
How long have you lived with her?
We've lived together for over a year.
Has she told her parents that she's engaged?
We're not engaged.
Do you sleep together? Oh, okay. Do you sleep in bed together?
I'm on the couch tonight. So, we sleep together. Yeah.
Do you know her passcode on her phone yet?
Yeah. 5754.
Oh, wow. Jesus.
What, are you going to steal her phone?
Yeah,
maybe. Okay. No, I make it sound bad, but, you know, like, we fucking, it's a good relationship, love. Except I got to deal with fucking dudes writing on her wall.
Welcome
and
to
shit.
America.
Yeah,
man.
It's 2015.
But you should be feeling blessed. Like, if dudes are posting shit on her wall or whatever, you should be feeling like, damn, I'm going to fuck the shit out of her. Yeah. And all these dudes
no, you're right.
I do my girl. Through my dick.
I do. And I got to get better.
If I was a dude, that's what I would
They're
do.
They're posting on me. Her wall.
As soon as I see a comment, I'd be like, yeah, but I'm about to fuck her right now. Like, and I would just give her the dick.
I'm gonna go take that note.
That's what I would do.
Dave Neal, go get her. Dave
Thanks, guys.
Neal,
appreciate
everybody.
It.
There he goes. He's on Twitter at dneals, N-E-A-L-Z. This is an extra special, compelling episode. Might be our least funny episode of Kill Tony that we've ever had, but a really compelling episode.
It's interesting,
I really
man.
Like the stories of the people that we're meeting here. It's more of a drama, this one.
Yeah, it is.
We're entering the drama world. At the Comedy Store and as a comedy podcast, but I like that we have that kind of range. Mm-hmm. Normally it's just like boom, 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 just continuous laughs. And sometimes being me, it gets boring to deal with that all the time, you know? I mean, you think of it night after night after night with my stand-up, with this show, it's just always, you know, home run derby. So it's nice to have an extra special, mellow, you know, story-based episode tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two regulars that do a brand new minute every single week.
Yes!
One of the regulars flew to London today for a three-week hiatus, and she will be back in 3 weeks. That's 19-year-old Thunder Horse Allie Makovsky, just an absolute monster, and we're so happy that she's part of the show. So we're going to go straight to our other regular, who I believe is in week 4 of being the newest regular on Kill Tony. We're so happy that she's part of the show. You know
so
her
happy.
From Kill Tony, the always interesting stylings of Melissa Esslinger, everybody. Here she is.
Trips. Hello. So I have a cousin who married a stripper. He married a stripper named Brittany. B-R-I-T-N-Y. Brittany. And she has a tattoo on her butt. That says cowgirl up. She's a stripper. Yeah, so she had a baby when she was 16, and she claims that it was rape, but the father has custody of the baby. I know responsibility feels a lot like rape. Yeah. But it comes down to our choices, you know. Speaking of choices, I was at a party the other night, and this guy offered me cocaine, and I told him that I was celebrating my 17th birthday. Put him in timeout for a little bit. That's it.
Fuck yeah, 53 seconds of new shit from Melissa Esslinger. Probably my favorite joke of the night. I mean, it's about you. It's only on you. You're owning it. It's on your family. You're keeping it real. You know, all the questions that I ask people is to try to get shit about their real life out of them, you know? And with that, you're talking about something that only you can talk about. I almost like the fact that there's Mr. X in the beginning and you're building this storyline before really getting into anything. The cowgirl up never ended up being used for anything. You're just painting a picture of this sort of super trashy Britney girl that we're learning about. Even the spelling of her name is just like such pure trash.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's way too short. If you're gonna go with Britney, go with two T's, throw an E in there, do something. Do anything, but just go B-R-I-T-N-Y. It's like somebody just sounded it out and was like, fuck it. You know.
Somebody was smoking weed when they was filling out that birth certificate.
Now, remind me, who is this again? Your brother's?
my cousin's wife. I really hope she's not listening because she gets very angry.
No, no, she's not. We don't have any.
I'm sure she doesn't have a radio or a computer.
Radio.
Yeah.
So old man Kirk over there.
Can I date myself?
I'm pretty sure
she doesn't have a shortwave radio.
She doesn't get K-Earth 101.
Yeah, Kirk thinks we're on FM right now. I love that.
Are we not?
It's Fraser Smith Show, baby. 95.5.
These are the jokes. These are the jokes, folks.
Melissa, so fun.
Thanks.
How are you enjoying? I bet it's starting to get nerve-wracking. Is that something that you wrote this week?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, not fully. I've done the name. The responsibility feels a lot like rape is the newest.
I like that because it's true.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm feeling it lately.
It's real. Yeah. I like that.
And it's smart. It's a smart rape joke, and it's a smart...
responsibility.
Yeah, which is hard to combine those
two. It's tough to combine rape and responsibility. I've always found
The fact that he got custody of the baby is hilarious. Yeah, she was
raped. That's great. Yeah. Maybe pause a little, though.
Okay.
Because that was really funny, Thanks. And you didn't really give anyone a chance to laugh at that. Thanks. You just kind of...
Thank you.
Yeah, when you hear applause go up, definitely pump the brakes a little bit.
Okay.
It's so fun. You do anything fun this week?
I went to San Pedro yesterday, or I guess they say Pedro.
San Pedro.
San Pedro.
That was fun.
How was that?
It was good. My knees...
Why did you go to San Pedro?
My friend took me there, and that's where I wanted to get out of
That's where they bring in all the Russian mail-order brides.
There was this...
San Pedro.
I'm new to L.A., so like, I don't know all this stuff. But
are you a wrestler?
No, but that's funny. you
have all wrestler shoes.
I do?
Well, those are
gymnastic shoes, actually.
Those are short. But you could be Ronda Rousey's little sister. I could see that. There's something there.
Yeah. I'll take it.
I just dated a couple of wrestlers. They had shoes like those. That's all.
Tony, probably I think you have size. Some shoes like these.
I do. I wear that brand all the time on Otsuka Tigers. And I have a few pairs of actual wrestling shoes. They have more support than some higher. Like cowboy boots.
And they usually take them off for the big fight.
You're cowboy up, huh?
Tiffany, who you dating now?
Nobody. I'm single.
Really?
That's why I want to go with you to work on Thursday.
Guys, that's Melissa Esslinger.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Catch her every single week on Kill Tony.
Good job.
I'm telling you, as you can tell, she's naturally a nervous person. I think it's going to be so much fun watching her write and perform a new 60 Seconds every single week. I couldn't be happier that she's part of the show.
Yeah.
How about that drawing from Ryan J. Ebelt of tonight's episode? There it is. We did it. Nothing was there when we started, and now it's there with a special Gerard Carmichael season 2. Gerard's just on the drawing.
Is that Gerard or Eddie Murphy?
Josh Martin Comic made it all happen tonight. Follow him on Twitter. Patty Reagan is Patty Reagan, PATTYREGAN. Buy his album, buy everything he's doing. Check out his stuff on YouTube. Kirk Fox is Kirk Fox. The new Rush Hour. He's one half of the new Rush Hour, everybody.
Woo!
Kirk motherfucking Fox. Follow him on Twitter. He's one of my top 5 favorite tweeters in the entire world, at Kirk Fox.
Yes, he's hilarious.
And how about one more time for season 2 of the Carmichael Show's Tiffany Haddish, everybody. Yay! So much fun. We did it again.
See you guys.
Thank you. Thank you, live audience. Good night. Thank you. I love you. Goodbye.